Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Nearly 200 unhoused Sacramento County residents died on sidewalks and tents, vehicles, shelters, or hospitals last year. A record number. That's according to a new report published this week. It's a nearly 50% increase from the year prior, and more deaths are linked to hypothermia than the previous two decades combined. The report also suggests the homicide rate among the unhoused community was nearly 14 times higher than the county homicide rate. Today, we're going to share the difficult conversations being had and understand how investment is falling short. CAP Radio reporter Chris Nichols joins us to share more on these findings. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Vicky. And this is really a tough topic, but it's good to be here.
Yeah, it is always a difficult, difficult topic. Chris, give us some background on this report. Who publishes it and where does the data come from?
Well, this is an annual report. It's published by the Sacramento Regional Coalition to End Homelessness. And the coalition is an advocacy group that calls on Sacramento's city and county governments to improve housing and shelter options for unhoused residents. The coalition has been tracking the number of homeless deaths in the county every year for the past two decades, and its reports rely on data from the county coroner's office.
You know, the report that was published that you just laid out found 199 homelessness deaths, people experiencing homelessness. And this also comes as you reported on the point in time count, and it was just a record number of the unhoused community in the county, now followed by a record number of deaths. How does it compare with numbers from past years?
Right. That record number, 199, it's up dramatically from the prior year when there were 137 deaths. It's part of a really steep increase in recent years. The total number of deaths has doubled since 2016, more than doubled. And of course, as you mentioned, this all comes as the region's homeless population has surged. We reported back in June. There are now an estimated 9,300 people experiencing homelessness in the county, and that is up 67% over the past 3 years.
Wow, 9,300 people. And that potentially, you've talked about this before, that could be an underestimate, right? Because it's a point in time count for a set period of time.
Yes, most experts feel that the number is much higher. That's just the number they were able to find over a course of a couple of nights survey.
What were some of the leading causes of death?
The leading cause was substance use disorder, which led to nearly half of the fatalities. And methamphetamines played a role in most of those deaths. The second leading cause was injuries, everything from blunt force trauma to stabbings to gunshots. And I think it's also important to just emphasize there were 8 deaths from hypothermia last year. That's more than all the cases of hypothermia from the previous 19 years combined, according to the report.
Yeah, and you have reported on this throughout the winter. There's been some debate and disagreement about warming centers when temperatures drop.
Right. And the group that put out the report has called regularly for expanded warming and cooling centers. Right now, they sort of open sporadically. There's just not enough of them. And the other issue with that is access to them and getting information out to unhoused residents so that they're actually used.
Yeah, and the same with cooling centers as well. Have any of Sacramento's elected leaders at the city or the county level responded to these findings?
Yes. Mayor Daryl Steinberg issued a written statement. He said the report demonstrates, quote, the urgent and critical need for a city-county partnership. And that's something he's been urging for months now. His statement went on to say that increased outreach to people and much greater access to not only housing, but mental health and substance abuse treatment is the only way we will address this crisis, end quote.
You also spoke with a variety of experts about the findings. What did they say about why we're seeing such a large increase in homeless deaths? You also said that, you know, there is an unprecedented number of people on the streets, 9,300. Is it just that there are more people experiencing homelessness and naturally and unfortunately, we're going to see more deaths?
I think that increase in the overall homeless population, I think that definitely explains part of it, but there are other factors. And one, of course, is the pandemic. Relatively few homeless people died as a direct result of COVID-19, both here in Sacramento and across the country. A total of 3 died in Sacramento County last year. But during the worst of this crisis, many unhoused residents have been shut out of other medical services. Margot Cushell directs UC San Francisco's Benioff Homelessness and Housing Initiative, which has researched this specific topic. And she says there's been an increase in homeless deaths during the pandemic beyond Sacramento in places like San Francisco and Oakland because of what she called the disruption of care.
The healthcare services really were so overwhelmed with caring for COVID, and all of the difficulties that came into play with COVID led to a dramatic decrease in access to and use of other healthcare services, making it hard for people to address other efforts. This was definitely true as well with things like substance use treatment, mental health treatment, as well as all forms of primary care people and emergency care. People avoided the emergency department for fear of catching COVID.
Yeah, so collateral consequences of the pandemic. You also spoke with Bob Erlenbush. That's the Sacramento Regional Coalition to End Homelessness. This group publishes this report. What did he say about this year's findings?
Erlenbush told me that many of these deaths are preventable. He says if there were more shelter, more affordable housing, more walk-in addiction treatment centers, what he referred to as treatment on demand, then he says much of the problem would be solved. And he added this about the large number of deaths linked to drugs.
It tells me that the county is failing people with substance use issues, that the high number of methamphetamine-related deaths among homeless people, it should really be a rallying cry for treatment on demand, which the county used to have about 14, 15 years ago. Now is the time to restore that important program.
And when I contacted the county about this, they pointed to a news release that responded to the high number of homeless deaths. That news release says the county is spending $10 million to add another 156 beds for substance use disorder treatment. And it also says the county has added 11 new behavioral health staff to its encampment service teams to connect people to mental health and substance use services. But as we've reported recently, the county has a staffing shortage when it comes to its behavioral health workers.
Yeah. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio reporter Chris Nichols about the record number of homelessness deaths in 2021. There is some harsh and inaccurate stereotypes when it comes to the crisis of homelessness, and also when it comes to specifically to unhoused residents and substance abuse. You spoke with an expert on this. What did they have to say?
Right. I spoke with Margot Cushell from UCSF, and she said that, you know, there is a really false narrative that all or most homeless residents are on drugs or that addiction led to their condition of homelessness. Cushell pointed out that many people, after they become homeless, turn to substances to cope with the conditions on the street. And as far as how communities can prevent more drug-related deaths, Cushell agreed with Erlenbush that on-demand treatment, that's one answer, but she also stressed that having housing is really the ultimate solution.
One of the main barriers to treatment is the state of being homeless. People who are homeless feel such despair. They are spending every moment of every day just trying to cope. They often turn to substances as a coping mechanism. We've seen much greater reductions in use by getting people into housing where they can then engage in treatment.
And Cushell says it's that stability of having a place to live, knowing where you're going to be, that really clears a path for people to succeed with treatment. And she says that sobriety should not be a condition of gaining that housing.
Finally, Chris, the report includes demographics about who died last year. What can you tell us about these people?
Right. Well, as in past years, the report showed Black residents continue to be overrepresented with these deaths. They accounted for almost 22% of the homeless deaths, despite making up only 11% of the county's overall population. Notably, most homeless people, they died far earlier than the average life expectancy, which was about 76 years last year in the United States. And the average age of homeless women who died was about 48 years. And for men, it was about 51 years. according to the report.
A 25-year difference, roughly. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Vicki.
You're listening to Insight here on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.